The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
You may have heard the Minister for Education, Norma Foley, on the programme yesterday. You can listen back at the todayfm.com website if you missed her, or we do have it available as a podcast as well, I think. But let's just hear a small section of what she had to say about secondary schools becoming mobile-free zones.
I think we're in a space where we need, across the board, all of society to support this notion that within our schools there will be a culture where the use of mobile phones is not acceptable during the hours of school. And schools will have the autonomy as to how they choose to manage that. The department will support them in doing that. But we need a universal culture across all of our schools to say schools are places of learning, schools are places of engagement and one-to-one interactions and group interactions, and the mobile phone disrupts that. And so we're looking to establish this culture of a mobile-free zone within our schools.
Jennifer Horgan, you're a secondary school teacher as well as a columnist for the Irish Examiner. What do you think of this idea from the Minister?
I don't know whether to laugh or cry, Matt. It's the biggest non-story I've ever come across, that's all I can say.
Why?
Because I work in secondary, post-primary education. I don't know a single school where we have free use of mobile phones. In every school, there are policies, you know, ensuring that students don't have their mobile phones in class. If they're in their bags, often schools will ask them to be turned off. If there is a sort of a breach of those rules that are consulted upon, you know, the Board of Management is in charge of these policies. They're heavily consulted. If there's a breach of the rules, then the school deals with it on the ground. So there's whatever sanctions are in place, dependent on what school we're talking about. But schools probably today are one of the only phone-free spaces that we have. This is a trick, it's a PR stunt, and it's taking attention away from the real problems in our schools. The real issues of staff shortages, a lack of funding, a failure to support our most vulnerable children in terms of those with special educational needs. They're the stories we need. That's what the Minister needs to be talking about. This is absolutely a non-story.
Well, as it happened, I did ask her about those other issues and things like voluntary contributions before, at the very end of yesterday's interview, we got to the mobile free idea that she said. We got an enormous response, Jennifer, from listeners, many of whom thought it was a great idea. But then others were pointing out things like, I don't know whether you've come across this, but apparently I was given the example of my own son going into fifth year in secondary school. My youngest has a special pouch into which he puts his phone when he goes to school every day and puts it in his locker. But apparently some listeners were saying that some kids put dummy phones into the pouches and keep their own phone in their school bag in the classroom.
Because young people are really smart and they're using their phones 24/7. They're using it constantly outside of school. We know that 40% of 9-year-olds in Ireland have a mobile phone. So this is a huge societal issue. It's not a school issue. Schools are already dealing with it in different ways. And you'll notice, I was just listening back to that clip again, listen to her language. Schools will have autonomy. Her language, there's a lot of, you know, they should do this. That's because the minister has no control over individual schools. Individual schools run themselves using the policies that are decided upon by the boards of management. She's not doing anything different here. She's really not. I mean, there's already an understanding that schools, that phones are really negative and that we need to control them and police them, you know, in our classrooms, in our corridors. We already know that. Like, it's an insult to teachers and to principals. We're already doing all that work. It's up to everybody else, parents particularly, to join us. And, you know, in the best situation, that's what's happening. Like, you know, we see the Gen Free scheme that's running now in Waterford. That was, you know, brought about by Brian Barron and other principals, where they're using a charter to get parents and schools to work together. That's actually meaningful. This idea that Minister Foley can decree that all schools, you know, phones are going to be banned, it doesn't work that way. Schools don't work that way. She knows that.
Let's bring in Rachel Harper, principal at St. Patrick's National School in Greystones in Wicklow. Because Rachel, I think your initiative in relation to trying to ban mobile phones in primary school caught the national imagination a year ago, and it has been effective. So what do you think of the idea as expressed by the minister yesterday, albeit shot down a bit there by Jennifer Horgan, to try and extend this to all secondary schools?
Good afternoon, Matt. Well, look, I think the fact that we're even having this conversation across the country, it's positive. I mean, I think it's great to see that the government is recognising the many challenges that young people are facing at present, and they're trying to address these, you know. I agree with many of Jennifer's points there, and I really do hope that this is just the start. I really feel that education is key around this. You know, I think what it takes a village, it's worked really well rolling out the voluntary code. Ours was voluntary. Because we got the community, we got the parents on board, we got the children on board, and we created a community, all eight schools signing up to this voluntary code at the same time. So I think we've done a lot of groundwork at primary level. And I think now the next stage, certainly for us, with It Takes a Village, is around education, you know, and trying to prepare children because, you know, let's face it, they're going to be going into a digital world and we need to be realistic. And I think giving them a healthy kind of insight into how to manoeuvre these smartphones and social media and preparing them and educating them around, you know, the do's and the don'ts, what to look out for, and the many, you know, positives that can come from it used in the right way. And more importantly, when things go wrong, what to do. And I'd love to see the minister putting money and finances behind this side of things.
Okay, what do you think, though, the possibility as well of being able to take phones from 16, 17 or 18-year-olds if they break the rules in secondary school?
Yeah, look, I mean, it varies on each school. I mean, some schools allow for phones, you know, in certain subjects or in certain classes, you know, to be used educationally. So it could be hard to try and take phones off 18-year-olds that have been using them through school, you know, for educational reasons, you know. But I do know that many schools, as you said, have pouches and they have them in the, you know, in the side of their lockers, and they're locked away. I think, though, as everyone keeps saying, it's really important. We need to create this culture, you know, and we need to make sure that we're bringing parents and children on board, I suppose, and talking to them about why we're trying to do this, you know, rather than putting more pressure on principals and teachers policing this and it becomes a ban and something very negative. I think, you know, the reverse. I think we really need to have these open conversations and bringing the parents and children along with us.
Okay, there's lots of really interesting comments coming in to 0874 100 102. Dermot says, my daughter is a teacher. She thinks banning phones at school would be a great idea. It takes a ball out of the school authorities and the parents' hands. I totally agree. Another one though says, my daughter and classmates were asked by their teacher in first year to take out their phones for a quiz. I was furious. My daughter came home crying because she was the only one without a phone. They forced my hand in finally relenting and allowing her to have a phone. This ban is absolutely needed. Jennifer, as a secondary school teacher, are there ways that maybe the schools start using the phone, integrating them into education, given the interest that the students have in their phones, that it can be a way to bring them further into the education you want them to focus on?
Well, absolutely. That's where we're at. I mean, a lot of schools have iPads, you know, so technology is in the classroom. So I absolutely agree that it's about creating a culture of understanding and making sure that young people, particularly teenagers, this isn't primary school. It's a very different setting. Teenagers, they need digital literacy. They need learning around, you know, what sites to trust, what sites to, you know, and all of the social media out there. We need to talk to them openly. These kind of, you know, bans from the outside don't work. It has to be worked upon within a community. Like, that's what's most important. And to hear that a teacher, you know, randomly just asked for the students to pull out their mobile phones, that does surprise me. That's not something that I've heard of happening before. Usually there would be a policy in place for the school. So that's really, really unfortunate. And that poor child, you know, who didn't have a phone. Generally, schools will have policies and it will be very clear if phones or any kind of digital device are ever going to be used. And that's decided by the school community, by the board of management. The teacher that rang in to say that they would love a ban. I'm just wondering, like, what does that look like? You know, like, how would it be different to my school now where my students are not allowed to have their phones? Their phones have to be switched off in their bags. They're not allowed to have them at lunchtime. They're not allowed to have them at break time. So ultimately, if I see a phone, that phone has been taken and that the student is being dealt with, because we have a policy in place that's agreed upon. And the student has agreed and the parent has agreed on that policy. If this ban, let's say, suddenly is to appear, as we seem to be talking about it, as if it's going to make a difference, like, what would happen in that case? So there's a ban, and this child, again, I hear the phone. The same thing is going to happen. I'm going to take their phone. I'm going to confiscate it because there's a school ban. Like, maybe we need to make sure, you know, we need to check in on the various policies that various schools have. And in that sense, I think it is good, yes, that we're having this national conversation. But for the most part, the vast majority of schools, post-primary, very different to primary, post-primary schools are already tackling this issue. And I absolutely agree that it's now up to broader culture. It's up to us to realise this is a societal issue, a very serious issue that we all need to work on. You know, I think the focus on the schools is a distraction. It's a really, really, it's a much bigger issue than that.
Well, indeed, a lot of people are saying that, Jennifer. Another listener says, not all schools enforce policies on phone use. I've experienced of a child coming home from school with 6 hours screen time on their phone. It's a whole of society issue, but we absolutely need all schools on board. And just to finish with you, Rachel Harper, because there are quite a few people texting in to say that a lot of parents are actually demanding of their children to have their phones with them and on so they can contact them at all times, so that they can follow them on where is my phone or whatever like that. Has that something that you found difficult to overcome, this idea that the parents want to know where the children are?
Yeah, well, look, at primary, they were never allowed to have them in the classroom. But what we were saying to parents or kids maybe getting to 10, 11, 12, and they were doing after schools or going to their grandparents, you know, just a normal phone at primary level, you know, that isn't linked to the internet would be suffice for that, you know. But I suppose, look, it's really important to note here as well, look, you know, whether some schools are finding it more challenging than other schools to bring this in, I think that actually, you know, the announcement by the minister will help support schools further. You know, there's going to be a sense of fairness across the board with kids saying, you know, it's going to be happening in all schools, you know. So I suppose from that respect, you know, it is a positive. And I suppose, you know, when we found we were rolling out the code, chatting to parents, they were saying, look, thank you for doing this, because I actually did want to hold off until later before I got a phone for my child. And now, thanks to this code being brought in, I feel a bit more supported in making this decision with the kids, because I suppose a bit like good cop, bad cop, you know. But I suppose if we're getting this from the government now, it is supporting those principals or teachers who are finding it harder, hopefully. You know, I just think it's uniting us across the country. And I think that was one thing, you know, when the 8 schools came together, and then when it came, went rolled out across the country, we led the way across internationally. You know, other countries were then looking at us and they're following suit. So it just shows there is great concern out there for, you know, children and young people when it comes to social media. And again, I really want to emphasize the importance of educating kids around this. They're going to have phones when they go home in the evening. There is still going to be cyberbullying in the evening going on. They're still going to be accessing material that is going to be damaging. So we do need, really, we need to put some finances behind this. And I'd love to see the minister getting behind this and rolling it out.
We leave it there. Rachel Harper, Principal of St. Patrick's National School in Greystones in Wicklow, and Jennifer Horgan, secondary school teacher in Cork and Irish Examiner columnist. Thank you both.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.